The sun is shining here in Dublin. It looks like being a beautiful day for a picnic, maybe even the electric picnic, which gets underway in Stradbally in County Leash today. Our reporter Joan O'Sullivan is in the centre of Stradbally this morning. Morning, Joan.
Morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm good. Now, the electric picnic, it's the middle of August. It's a little earlier than normal.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's a bit disconcerting, isn't it? Because we're so used to the electric picnic marking that back to school time, you know, end of August, start of September. But the important thing to remember is that this year is a once off. The organisers have told us that they were really eager to secure certain high profile acts this year. And that's why it's happening a little earlier. But it will be back to normal next year.
Now, 75,000 people due to attend the festival over the 3 days. Tickets sold out for some time now, and plenty of those people there already.
Yeah, there was actually some early arrivals last night, and there are more arriving so far this morning. Now, they're coming every way they possibly can. The Gardaí are encouraging people to take public transport where they can. For example, there's a shuttle bus that will be available in Portlaoise train station for people to use. And they're also advising people not to use their sat navs or Google Maps, because there's all sorts of diversions in place. Instead, the Gardaí have their own interactive map, which they're encouraging people to use. So people are making their way every way they possibly can to here. In fact, we were speaking to some of those early arrivals earlier this morning.
I drove from Belfast sort of midnight last night. Got a couple of hours sleep this morning in the car. So I'm maybe running on about, I'd say, 2 hours sleep at most.
But you've beaten it. You've beaten the traffic.
Just about. I haven't even seen the traffic, to be honest. I arrived in Stradbally 2 o'clock this morning.
I'm actually working at it. I work at a coffee station there. So I'm setting up, getting a bit of breakfast and then heading in for the weekend.
Okay, what's it like on site at the moment? What's the atmosphere like?
At the moment, it's quiet. Everyone's still in their tents and getting set up as well, like all the workers. So yeah, it's quiet at the moment, but like the calm before the storm. So I'm just soaking in now before it gets mad.
So you're out early this morning. You're preparing for the day ahead. You're getting your chicken roll.
Go and get me chicken roll and going to the festival. I'm going to enjoy the day.
Fantastic. Yeah. You're looking forward to it?
Yeah, loving it.
Is this your first picnic?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to like All Together now, but that's far smaller than this. This is like certainly electric.
What are you looking forward to most from the electric picnic?
I'm really looking forward to seeing Ray and Jerry Cinnamon.
I think I'm looking forward to seeing my friends that I know perform. That's like a really nice moment to see.
You're a local, you're from around here. What do you make of the electric picnic and all the thousands of people that descend on this small village?
It's great, absolutely great buzz around the place. Not just the weekend, coming up to this weekend, absolutely brilliant. Great crack. No hassle, no trouble, just everyone out to enjoy themselves, and that's what it's all about.
Are you going to stop in yourself?
Absolutely, wouldn't miss it. Love it. I'll normally go for 3 days, but I'm actually going to ACDC tomorrow, so I'll go today and Sunday. You've one life, you want to be living it, you know.
He couldn't have said it better. One life, you've got to be living it. Well, we're joined now by Festival Director Melvin Benn. Good morning, Melvin.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, can you give us an idea of just how many people have managed to make it on site here at the electric picnic this morning?
Well, there's about 25,000 people in already. Obviously, there's a lot of staff, but there's about 25,000 festival attendees here already, which is great, which that takes some of the pressure off the traffic today. And I'd say everybody will be in by five.
Did I hear that the early attendees actually took part in a pretty epic Rock the Boat event last night?
They did. Apparently the Guinness Book of World Records was broken, and my PR guy tells me that it wasn't official, but we are claiming it nonetheless. There was about 3,700 people in Terminus rocking the boat, actually. It was a new phenomenon for me, actually. It was amazing.
We were mentioning earlier, the electric picnic is happening earlier than usual this year. And we understand that's because you were trying to secure some particular acts. Do you care to tell us who it was that you were really anxious, that it was so important to change the date to secure?
Well, I mean, I think it's unfair to mention, you know, too many of them. But I think
but we should be so lucky.
No, I think the main thing that I would say is I managed to secure this really amazing young woman from Stradbally called Just Alice. And the amazing thing about that is she's both local and very good.
And it is important to support local businesses and, you know, to embrace the community. I know that last year some of the farmers were a little bit concerned about the change of date because it was going to coincide with harvest season. How has that been managed? How has it worked out?
Well, fortunately, they didn't kill me. and they were a little concerned, and I was a little concerned when I first met them, actually. I thought it might be an interesting way to end my life, actually. But anyway, we chatted, we had a great chat, and we worked what we call a harvest route out. And blow me down, there's no blinking harvest this weekend anyway, so everybody's happy, I think.
So it's all worked out in the end. That's good to hear. Now, of course, we're marking the 20th anniversary of the Electric Picnic. It's hard to believe. I mean, this all started out from, you know, a one-day festival, just 10,000 people attending. It's come quite a distance, hasn't it?
It has. I was talking to someone recently, and we were just chatting that, you know, Thomas and John and I and a couple of other people met outside Dunn's Pub. And I'm going to say that was late 2003. Obviously, the festival started in 2004, and you know, we wandered onto the site and fell in love with it immediately. It was an amazing site, and you know, Thomas Cosby, who owns the site, he's an amazing landlord, amazing host, and I don't think we could ever have imagined that it would be what it is now. But we hoped it would have a long life, but it's proved to be absolutely unbelievable and a real sort of inspiration for me in that sense of it, because people give so much to the festival. People, you know, want to participate, and the audience want to participate. It's amazing.
And just very briefly, do you think you'll be here for another 20 years?
I do, very much so, actually. We're signing that agreement this afternoon.
Okay. There, we'll have to leave it. The Electric Picnic, it's just getting underway. It's going to be an amazing weekend, Gavin.
John O'Sullivan in Stradbally in County Laois, thank you.